Billy Graham, the longtime spokesperson for American evangelicals, died on Wednesday at age 99. Tom Michael spoke to a Boise expert who sums up Graham's legacy.
Graham is 30 years old when he first takes the national stage in 1949, and until his retirement in 2005, he never leaves it. Andrew Finstuen is dean of the Honors College at Boise State University and editor of the book, Billy Graham, American Pilgrim.
Billy Graham mainstreams evangelicalism. He gives a face and a name and a message to it through radio, through television. This group that talks about being born again, this group that takes the Bible seriously, oftentimes to the point of literal interpretations. That's all new stuff to America in the 70s and 80s, and Billy Graham helped make that transition.
At that time, Graham came to Boise, speaking on the Boise State campus at the Pavilion, the present-day Taco Bell Arena.
You just can't come to God anytime you want to. You can only come when the Holy Spirit is drawing, and he's speaking to you tonight in answer to the prayers of thousands of people in Idaho.
Finstuen said his visit marked an eventful year for the preacher.
Graham comes to Boise in 1982. The other interesting thing is that he travels to the Soviet Union in 1982 to try to advance nuclear disarmament. It's an issue that he's very concerned about, and in fact, he's asked to not go by members of the Reagan administration.
But it was inserting himself into international debates like these, Finstuen said, that gave Graham such an elevated profile. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael.